Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gurnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pellett, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Pellett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Stevens picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Stevens. Groth scores. Berry moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barry juggles the ball. That's an error on Barry. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dwayne Pillett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pillett strikes out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barry. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Billette covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hunter. Umflett moves to second. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Zarrilla moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla scores. Brown moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney scoops up the ball and tags Pearsall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dyke now playing third base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilbur bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Baker moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Umflett strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Dwayne Follette. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lipon. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyke moves to third. Young moves to second. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.